You are listening to Haunted Meat.
Haunted Meat.
A fitness show for strange and unusual people.
I myself am strange and unusual.
I am your host, Melanie Black.
And I am also your host, Melanie Black.
Today we will be talking about the gremlins that live inside you.
Gremlins. The gremlins inside you. Yes. The gremlins that make you hungry for all the foods, make you want to eat all the things.
Ghrelin.
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 Gremlins.
Ghrelin.
Oh, ghrelin. Right, the hormone?
It's a hormone.
Yeah, the hunger hormone.
It is a hormone that is produced and released mainly by the stomach, and small amounts also released by the small intestines, pancreas,
okay.
And the brain.
And the brain? Pancreas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pancreas and the brain, and the small intestines, and the stomach.
And the stomach. Got it. So what does it do?
Ghrelin has numerous functions.
Okay, so like what? It's the hunger hormone? What else?
Yes, it is termed the hunger hormone because it stimulates appetite.
Makes you hungry.
Increases food intake and promotes fat storage.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, I think I know this guy. I think I know this ghrelin guy. Makes me hungry. Makes me want to eat more food.
How you think about food can stimulate ghrelin.
How I think about it? What do you mean? Like, if I think about food, it makes me hungry.
If you think your food is low calorie, even if it isn't.
What?
It can stimulate ghrelin.
No, but what about like if I'm...
And make you more hungry.
So by knowing that I'm on a diet, I'm actually going to be more hungry from thinking about the food that I'm not eating.
Also, food combinations can stimulate ghrelin.
Food combinations. Okay, cool. So like, what kind of combinations stimulate ghrelin? What combinations summon this demon?
Well, tell me this. What are some foods that you could keep eating and eating?
Junk food. Any kind of junk food. Basically, pizza is delicious, and I could eat a whole pizza to myself.
Mashed potatoes?
Yeah, mashed potatoes are good. Potato chips?
Lasagna?
Lasagna, yeah. Pasta and meatballs. Eat a lot of spaghetti. Yeah, for sure.
Cake?
Cake, muffins.
Ice cream.
Yeah. Yeah, I could go for all of that stuff.
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs, pie. Like, there's pie and hot dog eating contests.
Yeah. What are some of the things that all those have in common?
They're all delicious.
Why are they delicious?
Okay, they're delicious because they have the flavors.
They all have a combination of fat and carbohydrates.
Right, fats and carbohydrates. Okay. Okay, I see that now.
When was the last time you had just fat without carbs?
I don't know. Like what, peanut butter or...
Like straight up butter.
Butter. Oof. I guess I've eaten that, but...
Or oil.
Oil, gross. No, I don't think I've ever done like a shot of
peanut
oil.
Peanut butter has other things in it. Peanut butter does have carbohydrates and protein.
Okay.
It's not just fat.
Okay.
It's mostly fat, but it's not just fat.
Okay. So that's why it's delicious and I can eat a lot of it. I don't know when the last time I just
ate. Whenever you combine carbs and fats.
Yeah.
You can just keep eating.
Yeah, like peanut butter jelly sandwich. I'm all about it. Eat it forever.
Because of ghrelin.
Okay, so like that bottomless pit feeling.
It is like a gremlin.
It is. It's like having gremlins eating all your food. It's like having a tapeworm in your stomach, but it's
yes,
not real.
Yes, also how we think about our food can have an impact.
So like a mental tapeworm, kind of. Ghrelin.
There was a study that was done with these milkshakes.
Okay, milkshakes, you have my attention. What kind of milkshakes?
So one of the milkshakes was labeled something like 140 calorie sensible shake.
Okay, that doesn't sound good.
They tested people's ghrelin response before, after, during, whatever, drinking the shake,
okay,
and found that their ghrelin levels remained flat after drinking the sensible shake, the diet shake.
Okay, so they were, like, still hungry then.
Right, that means they were not hungry.
They were not hungry.
Excuse me, they were hungry.
They were
that
hungry.
That means they were hungry.
Yes, because it was a diet shake. And they were like, I'm still
they
hungry.
They remained flat. That means they didn't decrease. They were the same amount hungry,
yeah,
after having had the
right.
diet shake.
They're like, I drank this shake, but it.
And
but
they
it's
also
diet.
Tested a group.
Okay.
With a indulgence shake. I think it was labeled something like 600-calorie indulgence.
600-calorie sexy indulgence shake.
So clearly not a diet food.
Not a diet food. Okay. And what
Those
was the result?
People,
okay.
Their ghrelin levels dropped off steeply afterwards.
Yeah, it's a lot of shakes, 600 calorie
right.
indulgence
they
shake.
They were no longer hungry.
Not hungry after drinking that, not at all. Yeah.
But so, you know what?
What?
It was
the same shake?
Right. It was the same.
The same
300 calorie shake.
They were both 300 calories. Okay. Cool. All right, so...
So how we think about our food
I just have
affects us on a physical level, makes so, us physically more hungry.
So I just have to imagine my food
yes.
is more than
right.
it is. Okay. More richer.
And so feeling
okay.
like you have abundance
like
when you're trying to lose body fat is important.
Okay, so like a Capricorn... Is that a cornucopia of abundance?
Separating your fats and your carbohydrates will also make you feel... It'll make you feel like you are not as hungry.
Well, yeah, I don't want to...
You will feel fuller faster.
Okay, so I just have, like, no...
If you have just carbohydrates without the fat, maybe just carbs and protein at one meal, like fat and protein at another meal...
Okay, so
right.
separate those
be
kids out.
As hungry.
Yeah, because when you get them together, they activate the ghrelin. They
that
summon.
That is how you tame your gremlins.
Get the gremlins under control. And separate those carbs and fats out, so that I'm not stimulating.
Get control of your gremlins.
Getting it under control, not getting them all riled up. Like eat all the things, Mel. Because yeah, having. Just plain pasta is not as exciting as pasta with butter, so I can see that working. I can see that being a thing, for sure. Alright, well, thanks for that. I guess I'm going to go imagine abundance and separate my carbohydrates and my fats so that I'm not having them in the same meal at the same time, thereby summoning the demon ghrelin up from the bowels of my intestines and pancreas and brain.
Let's talk about cardio and love.
Cardio and love. What's love got to do? Got to
matters
do with
of the heart.
What's love? Matters of the heart. Oh, I get it. Cardio and love.
We're about to be married for 15 years this
yeah,
year.
Yeah, my anniversary's coming up. Me and Ash, 15 years, married happily. So nice.
Do you remember the day we met him?
I do. That was way back in high school. Yeah, that was an interesting day. We were having a very weird day that day, if I recall correctly.
We could have used better cardio on that day.
I'll say, man, yeah, recovery was not good, and there was a lot of embarrassing moments that day.
We were not athletic in high school.
No.
Better cardio would have really saved us a lot of grief, though.
It would have, yeah, but then I wouldn't have this cool story to tell about how I talked to my
Had we known
husband.
Then what we know now... Definitely would have done
more
Tabata
cardio.
Intervals to prepare for that day.
Yeah, Tabata, absolutely. 20 seconds work, 10 seconds rest, 4 minutes long.
Right.
High intensity, yes. High intensity interval training, that's the way to go. Especially if you're a lazy goth kid or adult or somebody who doesn't like to do long periods of cardio. Tabata intervals are way
better for that because you're going to get the cardiovascular capacity.
I remember us doing our usual routine where we go to the cafeteria at lunch hour, get our lunch, set it at the table.
Usually by ourselves, just table by ourselves, and then we duck out, go get a smoke. Yeah.
After we got our lunch set up, we would go upstairs to the upstairs girls' bathroom to smoke a cigarette.
Because there was usually nobody else up there. You were supposed to use the downstairs cafeteria bathroom. But that day, we went upstairs, smoke a cigarette in the upstairs bathroom, and I smoked the cigarette, I left, I exited the room, and right on my left, there was a hall monitor there, busted, or almost busted, virtually busted. She's like, hey, you're not supposed to be up here.
After almost getting caught, we rushed down the stairs. And there he was.
Right, we were trying to be all cool, rushing away without being too fast.
Our future husband.
Yes, he was so cute. Oh my god. He was sitting there outside the principal's office looking like he's about to get in trouble or something. I walk up to him. I'm like, okay, now's your chance, Mel. I gotta talk to him. My heart rate's already up.
So we walk up to him and say...
I was real cool. I said, hey, you want to get a coffee later? And I was like, oh my god, freaking out inside.
And then he said, sure.
Yeah, he said, sure. He said, yes. And then he pulls out a paper and pencil and writes down his phone number. I'm like, cool, I'll call you later. But now my heart rate is totally freaking
victory.
Out. Victory.
So we walk back to the cafeteria.
But my recovery is still not
there. Our heart rate is not coming down. We are not recovering well. We were not athletic in high school.
No.
We were not doing any kind of activity cardio, running on the track, any of that stuff.
None of that stuff. So I was beat red. I was freaking out on the inside. My heart was trying to crack through my rib cage. I sit back down. And
when your heart rate is up, you lose control of your fine motor skills.
I totally did. I didn't even notice that when I went to puncture the straw into the Capri Sun, I put it in backwards with the pointy end up. And then I went for a sip and missed my mouth entirely and stuck it right up my nose.
And right up the nostril.
Right up the nostril. And I sneeze, coughed.
Blood
and there was
everywhere.
Blood everywhere. Sneeze, cough, blood all over the place. Really cheesy napkins. Couldn't wipe it up. The single ply ones.
Had we known then what we know now,
we would have done more cardio. Definitely. Because then I wouldn't be all nervous with my heart rate up, exploding blood in the cafeteria everywhere. After talking to the cute guy.
Let this be a lesson to you kids.
Yeah, really. What's the lesson? Lesson is...
The lesson is, if you want to get away with crimes and talk to cute guys and not embarrass yourself by stabbing yourself up the nose with a Capri Sun straw,
right?
Do more cardio.
Do more cardio. Tabata intervals, to be specific.
Do the right amount of cardio.
Because we don't want to just be cardio.
Do Tabata intervals.
Yes. 4 minutes, that's all it takes. 20 seconds work, 10 seconds rest, 8 total rounds. Yeah, high intensity interval training. That is the way to go. That way you're not spending too much time, get it done, and then your heart rate will come down a lot faster when stuff happens, whether you get nervous or whether you're running upstairs, whether you have to talk to a cute guy, your heart rate's gonna come down quicker and your recovery is gonna be so much better. You won't get winded chasing after small animals or trying to catch the bus or having to talk to somebody that you don't wanna talk to. Yeah, or that you do wanna talk to. So cardio, it's good for your heart. And so is love, but sometimes not. So that's not the lesson. The lesson isn't about love. The lesson is about cardio. So do that. But don't spend all your time doing that. Just spend 4 minutes a day doing that. Whether you have a burning fitness question or would like to leave us some rude comments, please go ahead and do so. Leave us a message and we will feature it on future episodes of Haunted Meat.
Hi, Haunted Meat. I hope that you are very haunted and very meaty. Proteiny and ghosty and spiritual, but not in the weird Jesus way, I guess. Is that offensive? I don't know if that's offensive. If that's offensive, I'm sorry. But I don't know if I'm that sorry. So I just wanted to say that you are probably going to be the best podcast ever in all of the world, and you're going to win all the awards, and I'm going to be a special guest often. But if not, that's fine. But I mean, why wouldn't you want me, you know, haunted? My soul and brain and mind are haunted, and my meat... Oh, that's weird. I'm just going to stop there, okay? Excited to listen to you, Haunted Meat.